Alright, welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today we're here to begin the first of six rankings podcasts for all of 29's Pixar films. It's going to be interesting for me because I'm going to record this all in one long podcast and then break up all six episodes. So how this is going to work, and I'm going to only do this explanation for the first podcast here. We've got 29 through to 26, 25 through to 21, numbers 20 through to 16, 15 through to 11, 10 through till 6, and then the final episode, the sixth and final episode, will be the top 5, or my top 5, Pixar films. This was very interesting to do, did take me a fair bit of time, and I'm looking forward to, again, celebrating this studio's 30th anniversary, at least from Toy Story onwards, Toy Story 1 onwards, 30th anniversary. This was not easy to do. Some of the films stood out more than others. And of course, there's going to be some hooing and some haring in terms of what I've put where and where my feelings are at with certain Pixar films. Some of you might want to shoot me, but please don't do that. Alright, what other sort of explanations should I do for this? So yeah, it's going to be six podcasts. This will be the first one. I'm not going to explain this on the other ones because this is supposed to be where you're supposed to start. So, yeah. I got the first four. It's a bit, little bit awkward because we don't have a round number. We have 29. Of course, Hopper is supposed to be coming out in March. So that would have rounded out to 30. But that would have been all the way in March. And I wouldn't have been able to do this mini-series. So this will be the thing that will be temporarily replacing classic reviews. Of course, there will be no classic reviews season in 2025. Already did a podcast about that. You can go and check that out if you'd like the update there. So yes, it'll be six podcasts, the introduction here and the first four, or I guess the bottom four, and then five each week for the following 5 weeks. I'll give a little comments and things and thoughts on each of my films. You know how we go with this. So yeah, in order to celebrate Pixar's 30th anniversary and rank all 29 of their films, this was not easy, this was very difficult, and we'll see how all this goes. Alright, let's get started. Number 29 coming in at the bottom is going to be 2011's Cars 2. As I did say on the, I did a double podcast on the 22nd if you missed it, which was celebrating Toy Story's 30th anniversary and also celebrating Pixar's 30th anniversary, again from Toy Story onwards. Cars is a very interesting one because when you talk to people about Pixar and they go, oh, you know, Toy Story, Incredibles, Monsters, Inc., Ratatouille, Up, Wall-E, all these, like, you know, to them, top shelf films, all the sort of big recognizable ones, and they go, oh, but the Cars films, which I understand. But it's interesting how, with the three Cars films, and of course I've signalled out number two as being the worst of the three, and you'll figure out my rankings for the other two as we go through the list, is this the character of Lightning McQueen is still very popular, and usually when I see any sort of like memorabilia stuff for Pixar, or any posters or anything for Pixar characters, Lightning McQueen is on quite a few of them. So it's an interesting one where, even though the Cars are sort of like, oh yeah, but the Cars films, is kind of, okay, while that might be the case, Lightning McQueen's still a very popular character. I think, because I honestly actually watched Cars 2 and 3 for the first time about 2 years ago. I'd seen the first one a while ago, but just never got around to seeing the second and third one. So I was kind of bracing myself for like, oh god, is this going to be the thing that breaks the bad Pixar streak, which is, to me, just to emphasize, by the way, in case some of you don't know, I do not think any of the 29 films here are bad. That's why I call Pixar the most consistent film studio, or the most consistent studio. So I still wouldn't label Cars 2 as a bad film. It is to me bottom of the pile in terms of their films and stuff, because there are some mistakes in that film. I think it's interesting with that one that, because there's a bit in the middle of the film where Mater eats what he thinks is ice cream, and I think it was guacamole or something, and he ends up practically spinning himself into this like spy storyline, And it's, I think it's more about the clumsiness of that, but it doesn't make the film itself bad. It's just a bit of a weird mistake in the film. And even for just that alone, I think it should be at the bottom of the list. It's the one that kind of sticks out the most, I think. So that is number 29, moving into number 28. And again, very key and very important to remember, I like all of these films. I think all of them are at least good. And I don't think any of them are bad. I'm going to go with A Good Dinosaur at number 28. Of course, it's from 2015. With these three here, to me, it's a case of these few, and you're going to get some big ones here that are going to be far down the list because that's just how maths works in this sort of situation. Ones like The Good Dinosaur and the one that I've got next, which I'm going to mention, are some of just Pixar's more basic, more simple kind of films. They've still got big, heartfelt, creative scenes, because that's just what Pixar does. But they're some of the ones that just, like, they aren't remembered as much. And they're kind of just, like, the smaller ones that sit there on, some of Pixar's list. Again, Good Dinosaur, saw it within the last 5-10 years or so. I liked it, thought it was good. It didn't stay in my sort of mind as, you know, sort of big, memorable Pixar films necessarily, but it's still a good film for what it tries to achieve. It's just a little bit more on the basic side. Number 27 here, I'm going to go with Brave. Same kind of thing, really. It's a great film, great kind of story, interesting little characters and all that. Again, it's not one that sticks around in people's mind for Pixar, I think. And I mean, again, when you're Pixar and you've got so many big successful films, it's hard to be remembered if you're, like, averagely good, I suppose. But I remember watching Brave. I remember thinking it was very good. But again, not one that just sits in the top of Pixar's lists. Then we have, number 26. I said number 27 for Brave, didn't I? Number 26 is, I'm going to put... Where is it? 26? Yeah, number 26, I'm going to go with Onward, which was a victim of the pandemic in a way, but you do have one coming up later, which is Soul, which was also one of Pixar's 2020 films. Of course, that one came out on Disney Plus, and this did come out in theaters. It was the last thing I think Pixar released before the pandemic sort of hit a bit harder, because that was in about March when we had, like, lockdowns and stuff, and I think this came out in about February, and it didn't do, unfortunately, that well at the box office. That's not the reason I've put this at number 26, but a great film. It does use Pixar's traditional, I suppose, if you want to call it, buddy kind of thing. I remember it was to do with one of the characters' dads and stuff like that, so... very, very good film. And yeah, just out of these four, I'm not doing these in certain sections of, like, oh yeah, these next four and these next four, but it happened to be fit into number 26 here. And I guess out of the three below it, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say, is that it just left a little bit more there. It had a bit more to it. Like I said, with Brave and Good Dinosaur, those felt like a bit more basic Pixar films. Granted, you've got Brave from 2012, Good Dinosaur from 2015, and then Onward from 2020, so obviously, you know, things had advanced since then. But yeah, it it's one that's a bit more at the bottom of the Pixar pile. It's still a great film, it's still pretty good, but it just, it was near the bottom for me, but it was one that had a bit more oomph, a bit more impact than the three that are below it. But I remember it being a pretty decent film, and it was last thing Pixar could give us before the pandemic came along, and then they came somewhat roaring back with Soul, although we'll talk about that film a bit later. But anyway, that concludes, I will have more to say, and I don't know how long these mini podcasts will be, because I'm only doing, from the next episode onwards, I'm doing 5 and upwards, so some of them might be, you know, about 10 minutes, like this one's maybe going to be. Some of them might be a bit longer. I'll have to wait and see. It depends what I have to say about each film. But what would you rank as the, I guess, bottom four? Because you can't really do a bottom five, because again, we have 29 films instead of 30 here. What would you rank as the bottom four films? What do you think, I guess, within that question, is the worst Pixar film. Do you think they do have any bad films? I don't think that they do. I've never finished or walked away from a Pixar film and gone, that was bad, I didn't enjoy it. I've never done that before. So yeah, what do you think? What's your 29 through 26 bottom four Pixar films? Maybe they're ones that are just a bit more forgotten, but are still pretty good. Maybe ones that you do think are outright bad. Again, I know the Cars ones for some people is kind of, okay, that's the sticking point for them with Pixar films. Am I going to have to do the outro with every... I guess I am going to have to do it. Yeah, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media is either eTalkUK or Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. Entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, May United podcasts. You can go to Geektown for Geektown Radio on Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. For all those bits of information, of course, word of mouth and social media and all those sorts of things is how you can support us. Patreon, you can support us over there as well, and YouTube is Entertainment Talk Plays. But yeah, let me know your bottom four films, let me know your whole list, but this particular episode here is focused on the bottom four. So yeah, what do you think is the worst Pixar film? And key thing to keep in mind for your number 29 in this Pixar list, do you think that film is bad? Because you might not think it's Cars 2 like I do. Maybe you enjoyed Cars 2 more than me, and maybe there's a different film that you think is worse or outright bad, but let me know. Yeah, alright, that's it for this episode. I'm going to literally just break here for about a minute or so I can separate these episodes, come back, and I'll see you in about a minute, literally about a minute, for episode 2 of 6, which will be covering numbers 25 through 21. But of course for you, you'll find out what those next 5, not 4, next 5 are next week. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you for the next one. Goodbye.